We are learning Masechta Soita Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah Chav Beis Amud Beis, two thirds of the way down. A new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. We had in the last Mishnah that you could get a reprieve from Schusim. It came out before. It's Schus HaTorah, maybe Schus HaMitzvahs, that she could get a reprieve from Schusim. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon Aymer, we had this before on Daf Vav, I think it was. Yeah, Daf Vav, we had this. Rav Shimon Aymer, Ein Schus Torah B'mayim Amarim. There's no such thing as a reprieve when it comes to the Meis Saita. If you say that Schus is Toyla, so you're going to weaken the water in front of all the Noshim. You're not going to be scared of it. The Noshim are drinking, you're not going to be scared. See, no one dies from it. They're not going to be scared of it. Problem number one. Problem number two is, and the people who attack it innocent, who drank and nothing happened to them, you say, yeah, you know why? They're really guilty. You know why nothing happened? Then it's chos. So therefore, Rav Shimon says, it can't be something as chos. For these two reasons. First of all, it'll weaken the strength of the water. And number two is, it'll be mighty lies on the tyrus.
Wasn't the
schus
enable them to keep living, but they already had some symptoms.
That's what Rebbe says. So Rebbe Aymer, schus is toila, but ve'ina yeledes, ve'ina mishabachas. She doesn't have a child, she doesn't get better. El misnavinav oilechas. She gets worse and worse. El soifi mesa vayisa misa. And she dies from yana misa. So that's what Rebbe says. And what Moshe is asking is, and Navav is avoiding the sugi there, that maybe everyone holds that. If you want an Amira, everyone holds that you start getting worse, but the only nafkamin is, do you die from that Misa or not? So then the Mishnah is asking, what do you see? So Tosfos asked the Kashan Davav, it's a very good question. Tosfos asked the Kashan Davav, and one of us through Samar, that's not so nicker. People don't see the Yisurim so much. If someone has some kind of Yisurim, he has a migraine once in a while, he has to go to the bathroom five times a night, you don't know about that. Not everyone knows about that. So therefore, the world, she didn't die, and therefore, that Rav Shimon says there's no schus. She dies on the spot. That's what Rav Shimon says. Because if she doesn't die, even if you say she gets weaker and weaker and she gets sick, people don't realize that immediately and still be mighty lies on the tyrus. What's the question?
Not according to Rav Shimon, I guess. But yeah. According to Rebbe.
Yeah.
What happens to she's not dying on the spot because she has schus. She's
right.
Mutter to her husband?
That's a very good question. L'chayra is a very good question. L'chayra, she is mutter, yes. She is mutter. If she comes out. After drinks may say, the she is mutter. You're telling good. The on the side that she was aser and the schus was toila. It's a very good question. It's not for now. It's an excellent question. The excellent question. Nothing to do with the sugi. We should ask it yesterday. With the schus was an excellent question. Are you mutter to the husband? The she mutter to the husband. After drink the water, the she mutter. But it's a very good question. You have something to add on that, Mordechai? But I don't know. It's a very good question. But it's not part of the Mishnah. Yes. So the Mishnah Vayta nitma'as min chasa atzlay kitcha v'kli harei kachol haminachos v'tifta. Now, we're going to a new thing. The first thing was about Schus, and we had a Machlaika say of Schus. Shimon says Schus not Tyler, Rebbe says it's Schus Tyler, and Moshe had a bumper question if Lechar, if Shimut to the husband or not, Lechar, the Lechar, the Lechar, after you may say the Yimutta. But it's a good question. Maybe if she's really not innocent, so why is that working? Good question. Now, what happens if the Tma'as Minchas, a new thing, if the Mincha became Tameh, Atzah Kitz of a Kli, before you became Kadesh of a Kli, which is before she drank this May Saita of most Tanayim, Harei Kachal Minachos, Betifta. Then it's like a regular mincha that was not kaddish b'kli sharis yet, and still could be paided. The halacha is once something has tushas aguf and a kli sharis, it cannot be paided. So if you're going to tell me a folk tushas aguf, then you can paided. Ve'im mishakitch of a kli, if you mekaddish it b'kli, harehi kechol hamanochos v'tisarit. If after you mekaddish of a kli, then the halacha is it's like a regular mincha that was kaddish b'kli. You have to burn it; it becomes tamei because it has tushas aguf already. Once it has tushas aguf, you cannot be paided, you can't redeem it anymore. The following minchas will be the srafais. Let's say, if it's minchas soita, the following ones will all be the srafais. On top of Gimel Al, if she says, I am tameh, so then you don't bring the mincha anymore. So she's moedah, she's tameh, that's over. The whole soita is over, and therefore you burn the mincha. Or edim come that she's tameh. If Adam comes that she's tummy, or if Emeres any shayis, she says on a drink. It's another case where you'll burn the mincha. V'shabayla in a reitz lashkoisa, her husband not want her to drink. V'shabayla ba'al abaderech, or her baila was ba'al abaderech, then the water does not work. Why not? Because he was over iser, and if he does an iser, the meisah does not work. V'shabayla in a reitz lashkoisa, v'shabayla ba'al abaderech, That's the case we said. So that those are all the cases of the saita that will you have to burn the minchas saita, and the reason is because you can't give it to drink. Another example of a minchas saita that has to be burnt is if she's married to a kohen. The halacha is a kohen's mincha is minchas kolal tia. It says in the pasuk, chol minchas kohen kolal tia loy soichal. A mincha of a kohen is burnt. You burn the whole mincha. So if she is married to a kohen, so then her mincha is the srafes. Bas Yisrael, this is a kohen, mincha is the srafes. Bas Yisrael, this is a kohen. We're repeating over this halacha. Mincha is the srafes. If she bas Yisrael, this is a kohen, mincha is the srafes. But a kahenes, this is the Yisrael, mincha is the chalas. Means a kahenes. Well, even a saita.
Nothing
will This is, has to do with Saita. It does have to do. It's a Mechagas Shayna, even Mechagas Adava. We'll speak to that when we see the Gemara. Right now, I'm talking about Saita. A Saita is married to a Kayin. So her Mincha has a din of a Kayin's Mincha. And therefore, the Lach is, it's the Shrefes. But if she's a Kehenes, if she's a Bas Yisrael and it's a Kayin, or a Kehenes married to a Kayin, that's the Lach. But if she's a Kehenes that's married to Yisrael, then Mechagas and Nechelis. Then the Mincha will be Nechelis.
Always.
That we'll talk about anymore, but it's actually always, yes. Mm-hmm. Because that gets the din of the Kayin's mincha. We'll see in the Gemara. The Kehenes Shenisas to Yisrael, Minchas and Nechelas, then it's Minchas and Nechelas, goes back to Yisrael, the husband. Ma ben Kayin le Kehenes, this is not a Saita. Now, this is regular. What's the difference between a Kayin and a Kehenes? Number one is something we said. Minchas Kehenes Nechelas. A Minchas Kehenes Nechelas, that means like Rashi speaks out, even if she's alone. She's a mana, a grusha, and she's a kahana, she means a mincha, it's nechelas. You eat that mincha. But a mincha is kain and nechelas. Every mincha is kain, kol tia, you burn the whole mincha. Which means, by the way, you don't do a kmitza either. You don't do a kmitza, you just burn the whole mincha. Usually, the way mincha works is, you do a kmitza, you burn the kmitza, and the rest of it's eaten. But a mincha is kain, the whole thing is burnt. Another nafgin between a kain and a kahanas. Kehenes mischaleles, the kohen is mischal. Something that you would say maybe is not fair, but that's exactly the kasev. That if a kehenes, let's say she's a grusha to a kohen, so the halacha to get married, she becomes a chalala now. She is a chalala. Anyway, grusha couldn't marry a kohen anyway, but let's say she's a mana l'kohen gadol. She becomes a chalala, now she can't marry a kohen. But a kohen is mischal. If a kohen marries a grusha a mana, nothing happens to him. He's still fine. His children, his wife, they're all chalalim, but he's not a chalala. Kohen ein mischal. Kehenes, that's not a community between a kehenes and a kohen. That a kehenes is more chomer in that way. Kehenes v'tamal meisim. A kehenes l'arim v'tamal meisim. V'ein kohen v'tamal meisim. We know a kohen is an istim v'tamal meisim. Kohen oichel v'kachi kachim. A kohen kid kachi kachim. That means kachim kalim can be eaten to everyone. But kachi kachim is only eaten to zecharim who are kehanim. Kachi kachim is only eaten to zecharim kehanim. And not a isha. V'ein kehenes v'chelas v'kachi kachim. A kehenes cannot eat kachi kachim. Mabein, now that's a chavdin kain and kainas. Mabein ish l'isha. So Taisal and Beis says, you know, it's the simple chalukah, what mitzvah says my grandma, but our mitzvah doesn't count those things. The Taisal and Beis is a whole list of things that our mitzvah does not count. But mabein ish l'isha, ish peireya or peirim. So they gave this week's parash of Tazria, that the halacha is, when a person becomes a mitzayra, he has to rip his clothing, and he has to cover his head. He has to cover up to his mustache. He uncovers his head and covers his face to his mustache. So Isha Pereya Parim, Ish Pereya Parim, Ina Isha Peras Peremes. We learn from Pesukim that she does not do this Peras Uperemes. She does not rip her clothing and uncover or cover her head. Her Ish Mader Es Benoy Benazir. We had this in Mesechtas Nazir. Ish can make his son into a Nazir while he's a katan. He can make him into a Nazir. Ve'in Ish Mader Es Benoy Benazir. But Isha cannot make her son and Tanaz. And we had the Machlekes of Yerkam Shlakash of his Lacham Mashem Sinai or of his Alts Chinuch. Rashi over here is interesting. Rashi over here, Katam Banaz, V'chalan Azir Shalav, Afilakash Yagdil. Which the truth is, Taisis and Mesechtas Nazir brings down from the Tesefta, know that after she becomes a Gadol, it falls off, because the whole Azir is only when he's a Katam. But here Rashi says different. Zokta, and Rashashi handles the Shiloh. Another halacha from Nazir, Ish Megalech al Nazir, Megaleach al Nazir is Aviv. Ve'in Ish Megaleach al Nazir is Aviv. A person could use his father's money for his Aziris, and Isha not. And the Gemara in Nazir is Aviris Machlekes, what the case was. One case was that the father left over money that he put aside for Aziris, then the son could say, I want to be a Nazir on my father's money. But Aisha cannot do that. The other case was that if the father read that he was already a Nazir in his father's lifetime, and he could use that money. But here Rashi says the Hifish Kabbanosav, which is a little sheriff in the Gemara Nazir, because the Pashas is not a case of Yomafish Kabbanos. Akabonim, that's not a difference in Ish and Isha. So far we had a difference in Gabi Mitzayra, Gabi Perea, Purim by Mitzayra, Gabi making his son Nazir, Gabi Galeach and Aziris Aviv. Not enough being there. Ish Mekash is Bita, a father can Mekash his daughter, but in Ish Mekash is Bita. And a mother cannot Mekash her daughter. What?
About the daughter with father dies, the brother and mother can marry.
It's only the Rabbana. They can't do it. That's not a Daraisa. A father can have a Daraisa, but a mother can't. That's exactly the halacha. That the mother can't. That's why there's Mian over there. The mother, brother cannot marry off a daughter with a Daraisa. Her ish moicher is bitoy, her ish moicher is bitoy. That a father could sell his daughter, and a mother cannot sell her daughter. Her ish niskal arum, when an ish gets skila, you cycle him arum, wear clothing. And an ish niskal aruma, and an ish is not niskal aruma. We also had this before, when we said the Saita. An ish is not niskal aruma. The more we learn from our pasuk, and even though we have four to Gemara, the reason is because people shouldn't see her. Another, nafkamina, ish nitla, that an ish, after he gets skila, they hang him. Vein isha nitlas, but a isha they do not hang. A ish nimka b'ganei v'asai. If a ish steals, he doesn't have enough money to pay up, they sell him as an eved. Vein isha nimkares b'ganei v'asai, but a isha is not sold as an amma if she can't afford to pay. That's the mishnah. Now the Gemara, the first Gemara is going to handle about the mincha. Tana rabbanon. Kol anasuais l'kahuna michaseim nisrafes. Any isha married to a kayin, their mincha is nisrafes. Zog Rashi, achas mincha soita, v'achas mincha zedava. Sai mincha soita, sai mincha zedava. Tosfos doesn't like that, we'll speak it out soon. Ketzad, kahenes levia v'israel, so this is a kayin, a kahenes levia or Yisrael is married to a kayin. It makes a difference because the kahenes has not halacha herself. Only because she's married to the kayin, ain minchasa necheles. You can't eat the mincha, why? Now, what the problem is, it's really her mincha. So what does the husband got to do with it? Teres says, because he has a chelik in it. So the reason is, because it says by the halachas of Saita, that the husband brings the mincha. It means the husband brings the mincha, but she is considered the bible of the mincha because she gets the kapara. So, yesh loy chelik ba, because the husband brings the mincha. Ve'ena oyle kalol, but you can't bring the whole thing on the Mizbeach. You need a kmitza. She has a chelik. Why is it Rashi? Because she kaparasa iba. So here we have a stira in this mincha. On one hand, it's his mincha. On the other hand, it's her mincha because her kapara. Now Taisa says that if Rashi says echas mincha zadava, Taisa says v'tema mincha zadav machelik yesh leiba. What's his chelik? So Taisa's answer is if Rashi have a say is that mishamachi yesh lechelik mishum the kaimla mashakon si isha kana baila. Because anything she brings, he owns. So therefore, somehow like that, it makes the shutvis over here. Like upon him, we have over here a mincha. When it's her mincha, that it's her kapara, it's really something that's a shutvis. So what do? On one hand, the whole thing has to be burnt. On the other hand, you need a kmitza because she has a chelik. So what do? The kaimitz, you do a kaimitz because it's partly her mincha. Do a kaimitz, any makrovit. Because you can't eat it because it's a kohen has a chelik in it that's kulei kol. Freit the Gemara, we have halacha ikri kan kol shumemenu liishim reiv val taktiru. The Gemara dashes from a pasuk. The pasuk says kol zochar. The pasuk says kol zochar bekahanim yechlenu. Where's this pasuk? The pasuk says carbon. The pasuk says leisayi pasuk kol mincha asher tekiru laHashem leisase chometz leisiyase chometz. We dash like this. What's the extra word menu? It just says, don't bring sarv advash. What's menu? The Mara dash like this. If this carbon is part of its brought on Mizbeach, then you can't bring the shirayim in the Mizbeach. It means once something becomes shirayim because you're makar part of it on the Mizbeach, the leftovers cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. Kol shu menu ishim harei ubal taktiru. So the kasha is, here, misafik, you're trying, it's like you don't know what to do with this. So you say, do a kaimitz because it's her carbon. But you can't eat it because it's his carbon. But my say, how do you bring the shirayim on the mizbeach? The halacha is that once you make a kaimitz, you can't bring the shirayim on the mizbeach. That's the Gemara's kasha. Omehu de breder Shim ben Pazi, the masik lahu l'shem eitzim. You bring up the rest and you make believe, you say, this is eitzim. And where do you find such an idea? You know, the halacha is you're allowed to bring eitzim on the mizbeach. So you make believe this is eitzim. This is like firewood. Karav the Ezra, time lezayimer. Rav Lezer is talking about a story where a vari chatas got mixed up with a vari oila. Now, a vari chatas, you eat, and a vari oila, you makriv. So what do? So Rav Lezer says, big deal, you put on the mezbech, and you say, avivat it's basa chatas, I'm bringing Hashem Eitzim. Chum say, no, you have to make ibur tzura, and it goes to the base of Sreifa, because you can't bring it, because of Isser called menu l'ishim. And here, you already brought the Emurim, Leishim, so you can't bring the Basar on top of the Mizbech. Rav Eliezer holds, no, you can bring Le'etzim. Why? Because the Darshans, the whole Isser is only L'Reach Nechayach. Only if you bring it L'Reach Nechayach. And if you bring it up L'Shem Eitzim, you're not Mischavin L'Reach Nechayach, then there's no Isser to bring it up to the Mizbech. L'Reach Nechayach Yat Amaylav, Yat Amaylav L'Shem Eitzim. Therefore, what it says, the Eitz over here is to bring the Shiraim of his Mincha L'Shem Eitzim. Right, the Gemara Hanich Rav Eliezer, the Islay High Svara. It's only good if Rav Eliezer holds of this Svara. El Rabbanon, the less Luhai Svara, but if you're Rabbanon, they don't hold it of a Svara, they can bring up something Hashem Eitzim. Mayik Lameimar, what are you going to tie now? What are you going to say then? What are you going to do? And for the Gemara, the Avdik Lezer of Shimon. We go like a Lezer of Shimon. Now, what's a Lezer of Shimon Shita? There are three Shitas, three of Achleikas of Sechas Menachis. Legabe a minchas choite of a koin. Now the halacha is that a kol minchas koin kol tia is going on a minchas nedava or his mincha that he brings for when he becomes a koin. But what about a minchas choite of a koin? Minchas choite. What's the halacha there? So the pasuk there says v'hoysel a koin kamincha. That's his lashon of the pasuk. So the three way machlokes, what's the halacha of a minchas choite of a koin? Minchas choite. Example minchas choite is. If someone is bringing a carbon oil of a yared, let's say Thomas Mikdash for Kadasha, you bring an oil of a yared, which means if you're rich, you bring a certain level, and Dali Dallas brings a mincha. What's the lock of that mincha of a kohen is bringing it? The pasuk says, V'hoysel kohen ka mincha. So the Tanakhama there darshins, V'hoysel kohen ka mincha means the mincha choiva should be like his mincha sedava, which is not in a kemetzis, and the whole thing is brought on his back. That's the first shita. That's shita de Rabbanon. Rav Shimon says, no. V'hoysel kohen ka mincha means that. It's like a minchas choyte of Yisrael. Just like Yisrael's nekmetzes, also a minchas choyte of a koyin's nekmetzes. So now maybe you should say you should eat in the shirayim. So you say, no, v'hoysel a koyin ka mincha is only something that's avoidus koyin is like a mincha of Yisrael, which means the kmitz, which is avoidus a koyin. V'hoysel a koyin, the pasuk says, v'hoysel a koyin ka mincha means the part that the koyin has to do is like a mincha, which is a mincha Yisrael, according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore it needs a kmitzah. And what do you do with the rest? He says, also you bring that up on the Mizbeach. I is the Isser of Memenu Le'ishim. Call it Shumenu Le'ishim Arei Baal Taktiru. He doesn't hold to that. He doesn't hold to that, Joshua. That's the second one, the Yom. Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon says, you know what you do? You makriv the kaimitz. And the Shirayim, you just put it on the Beis HaDeshen. You burn it in the Beis HaDeshen. That's what Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon says. So, Zok the Gemara, that while here also, you do like Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon says. V'avluk HaLezer of Shimon, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon, Oymer, HaKoymetz Kor Ba'atzmai, V'ashirayim, Mispazim, Be'ez HaDashem. V'afil the Rabbonon, Tapa'on Be'ez, V'afil the Rabbonon, Le'pligi Eled, Rabbi Eliezer of Shimon, El V'minchas Choyte Shal Kahanim. The Basakrovi, he only argues on Minchas Choyte Shal Kahanim, when there he learns from the Psukim, that it's Basakrovi, the whole thing in Makavit. But the case here by Minchas Choyte, which is a in between type of thing, we don't know what to do with it. You have a kaimitz and you have a shirayim. There he agrees, that you'll sprinkle it on the Beis HaDeshen like Rav Eliezer of Shimon's Eitzah. So bottom line is, we have over here, according to Rashi, by Michas Soita and a Michas the Dava of a lady who's married to a kain, the halacha will be is that the kaimitz will be makriv and the shirayim is a shiloh what you do with it. Either you makriv it l'shem Eitzim, or like one man the only is no problem with mentally ishim, and a third man the will hold, you sprinkle it on the base of dasha, and that's what you do with it. And we said that Taisvis takes a little bit of issue with the Minchas Adava, and it could be holds this halach is only a Minchas Saita, but Minchas Adava maybe is considered hers legamri and will not have a din of Kulei Kol.